Today's Family Man Show is sponsored by invitethemtochurch.com, an easy-to-use system to invite all smartphone users in your church's vicinity to visit your church. You can learn more about this innovative technology created by a fellow family man at invitethemtochurch.com.
Family man, yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going good, Scott. You know, it is Groundhog's Day as we record this. This is late at night. This is past my bedtime almost. So we learned last time that I get a little loopy and a little punchy, so we'll see how this goes.
I'm just starting to wake up.
And we were kind of just chit-chatting before this because I asked Scott if he does any, you know, if he celebrated at all for Groundhog's Day, and he pretty much said Groundhog's Day is stupid. And so he didn't do anything. But we've got a special guest with us today. We've got Al Grassley. And before I say hello to Al, Scott, I was just... Al has kind of emailed me a couple times, and I've always been, not impressed is not the right word. I've always been surprised, maybe, by his emails. One of them, they took a long trip. We're going to talk about that. And just recently, about 2 weeks ago, I guess, he sent me an email with a picture of he and his son, and they were at the Trump inauguration in Washington, D.C., and I thought, you know, we got to get him on here and just hear how it went and maybe to talk about some of the other things that he's mentioned in the past, because I like a dad like this. I like a dad who makes memories and doesn't take the easy path and does things that others sometimes only talk about. So, Al, it is a pleasure to have you with us today.
Wow. Well, thanks a lot, Todd and Scott. Good to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your family, you know, how long you've been married, you know, pertinent information.
I've been married for 20 years to my college sweetheart. We have two kids. One is 14. One is soon to be 10. Catherine is 14. Matthew is 10. We've lived in the Sykesville, Maryland area for approximately 13 years. And we're both from upstate New York area originally.
Well, you don't really have that. I know people in New York, people where we live, we all think people in New York are from like New York City. So you don't really have that I could beat you up kind of accent.
Yeah. It's like Western New York. So it's like the Buffalo, Rochester area.
Oh, yeah. So you get lots of snow.
Lots of snow. Yes.
That's good. Well, you know, like I said, a couple weeks ago, you sent me a picture of you and your son. You had your Family Man hat and your son had on a Make America Great Again. How was the inauguration? I mean, I even told my kids, the next inauguration, we're going. So what was it like?
The inauguration, it was awesome. One of the reasons that was really nice is because obviously my son and I kind of support Trump. Actually, the whole family does. But the size of the Capitol building, the size of the flags, you really kind of lose that in pictures. Mm. And when you're there, it's just enormous. And there was a big crowd there. Everybody was very jovial and happy and excited to be there. It wasn't too cold, so it wasn't too bad. And it was just really a great day.
So I'm just trying to get like the basics. So if I plan my trip, you know, just because the news media kind of made it sound like America died. Could you hear the moaning from on that day, or was it not as pronounced where you sat or stood?
Where I was standing, there was quite a bit of cheering, stuff like that. There was a couple of booing going on, not during Trump getting sworn in, but when there was another speaker there, Chuck Schumer spoke, everybody was kind of booing and stuff like that. But it was really a great day, and I think, like you said, you kind of inspire me. I listen to you guys every week and about making memories. For some reason, my son Matthew really kind of got into Trump, and we actually went up to a Trump rally in Pennsylvania in the summer. And this was kind of like a nice way to finish that part off. Like, hey, we saw him got sworn in as president. You know, it was kind of cool.
Right, right. So what would your suggestion be? So when I come in 4 to 8 years, you know, and how was the traffic? I mean, how do you get in there without, you know, I assume you just can't park on the street right there on the mall.
So no, I would suggest it would be very hard, I think, if you had a lot of people, but Matthew and I just took the Metro. They have a great subway system in Washington, D.C., and there is plenty of parking because they're used to out-of-state people coming mm-hmm. for events like this. So we took the Metro. It was about an hour drive down to the Metro Greenbelt Green Line station, and then we got on the train, and it took about 45 minutes to get down in the area. Mm-hmm. We lucked out and actually had tickets to the area we were standing in, so we just had to go through security and stuff like that. So I would say that we left at 6:30 in the morning, and by 9:15 we were standing where we saw the inauguration.
Hey, that's guys. Awesome.
Were either of you at the Promise Keepers event that was in D.C. many years ago?
No. I probably wasn't born then.
Give me a break. I went to that one, and I was just thinking, because we rode a bus from Columbus, Ohio to D.C., but the bus stopped in somewhere in Virginia, and then we got on a train and rode into the city for that thing. And there were, you know, just an enormous crowd for that. So I imagine mm-hmm. it's probably somewhat similar.
Very similar to that, anyway. Right?
Yeah,
right.
I would assume it's pretty similar to that for sure.
Before you go any farther, let's just say today's show is sponsored by invitethemtochurch.com. Family man Andy Long and his 6, almost 7 creative kids have discovered a way to use technology in a way to glorify God. If you've struggled to share the gospel or invite people to visit your church, they may have just found the solution you need. Now you can invite hundreds of people to your church every Sunday without saying a word. Introducing invitethemtochurch.com. Invite Them to Church is a service that displays an invitation to your church on smartphones in your church's vicinity. Inviting people to your church, whether in person or using their service, could allow someone to hear the gospel message and then later spend eternity in heaven because of hearing that. So start inviting people to your church today. For more information, go to invitethemtochurch.com. And I'm going to encourage you to go and check it out. They've got a 2-minute video you're going to want to look at, and you're going to want to make sure that your church has the service. And here's a little incentive. You can use the code FAMILYMAN at checkout and save 10%. Well, let's kind of move a little bit, and let's talk about your big trip, because I know, I don't know how long ago it was now, at least a year, maybe 2 years ago, that you told me you were going on a trip. You even sent me like a kind of a map of the direction you were going to go, and it was all the way across the country, because Sykesville, Maryland is probably as close to the east as you can be, and you went all the way across. Tell us about the trip.
Right. So when my wife and I were in college, we kind of did a similar thing. We did a lap around like Denver and the West Coast and drove back. And I think we were talking about this trip for 3. So the trip was 4 weeks. I had to save up some vacation. And basically we drove out to Rapid City, South Dakota, which I have a couple friends there. We stayed mm-hmm. there with them, which is a 3-day drive. And we did a big loop in the northwest part of the country. And we spent approximately 21 days in a tent going from KOA to KOA.
Wow. Well, yes. Now are you campers? Because here's my hopes.
I'm a good tent camper, Todd.
Yeah, you heard Scott's Family Man Rally experience. Scott was a one-night wonder. I mean, it was over, and his family will refuse to do that. But I'm thinking, you know, I want other guys to do what you did. You know, I want to be the kind of guy who does that. And Al sent me a little video of his family, his daughter, I think, did it kind of a with her phone or something. And she just kind of narrated her trip. And it was really amazing because, you know, she it was just little segments along the way. And I saw that you maybe stayed in a hotel some of the nights. And then I saw that you were staying in a tent. Are you normally tent campers? Was this a this something new for you or?
Well, my wife and I did quite a bit of tent camping when we were kids, and we I guess we consider ourselves tent campers, but it's like car camping. You know, we go to take the car and drive and set the tent up and
right.
take it down and put it in the car. I will tell you that that tent got thrown out the last time we went out camping. I did.
It happened the same with Scott.
As I say, that happened to me too.
This was only the one night thing, and it left in a dumpster after.
That's where ours was in a dumpster too. But so the trip we did was August 2015. That was to the Northwest. And then the trip that I sent the video of, my daughter was a little bit older. That was May of 2016. And that was kind of like the southern part of the country. And that was only 3 weeks. But she discovered the video camera with that. So that was kind of cool.
It was very cool. Yeah, she did mention Texas. I mean, she was surprised that there was grass in Texas. but so what were some of the highlights? I mean, if, cause you know, say a guy can't take 4 weeks, but you can, you know, that's a, our country, I love it. Cause really with a car or with a minivan or whatever, you can cover a lot of territory in a lot of, in a short period of time. You know, you can get across the country, you know, in part of a week. But what were some of the things that, you know, if you were going to tell someone, don't miss this, you know, because there are things you stop and see. Like, you know, we saw maybe along the path you went, we stopped at the Corn Palace and wherever that was. And you know, it was like a 10-minute stop. We thought it was going to be an all-day thing. So maybe you could pass that up. But what were some of the things that you really enjoyed or your family really enjoyed?
The Northwest trip, I think the thing that kind of took us by surprise was Craters of the Moon National Park, which is... Hmm. West of Yellowstone National Park. It's actually in Idaho. Mm-hmm. That place was really cool. It's like being on the moon in that place.
Really? I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Craters of the Moon National Park. That was really cool. And the thing about that too is also there's not too many people there. If you go to Yellowstone, because we went in the summer in August, Yellowstone's mm-hmm. like a major metropolis city. There's traffic jams and everything.
Really?
There's a lot of people there.
But a traffic jam where a grizzly bear could eat you.
That's correct. That's correct. That is correct. So, but Craters of the Moon was really nice. We liked, both my wife and I really liked Glacier National Park in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our kids really liked that too. And the Northwest trip, that was really cool. And then in May of 2015, we kind of went down. Southern Utah was just beautiful. We, I would say Zion National Park is just spectacular. I'm blown away by that park. And another park out there was Capitol Reef National Park also, which is another one that's kind of off the beaten path, that there's not too many people there. So it's pristine wilderness. Just beautiful.
What would, you know, if you were going to do it again, or maybe how would you, maybe not encourage, what advice would you give to a guy who's like listening and says, and he thinks, yeah, that'd be really cool. Where do you start? You know, because that's a kind of a big deal, to commit to something like that. Did you do a lot of planning?
We talked about this trip probably 3 years before we actually went. Mm. And I think I mentioned to you in the email, we were just kind of wrestling, like, do we really need to do this for our kids to have a good childhood type of stuff?
Right, know? Right.
Do we really need to go through this pain? And I think we kind of went back and forth, and we just finally decided to do it. Our first thing to do was kind of decide how many days we were going to take off. And mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to have 4 weeks vacation at that point in time. And then we just kind of did Google Maps and just kind of mapped it out a little bit. Of course, I was pretty optimistic about the miles. I'm like, yeah, we could drive 900 miles today in that one day.
And you can, but it's a long, long day.
It's a long day. Everybody's miserable.
Part of the morning. Right, right.
Everybody's miserable and screaming at each other. And then luckily I married a woman who is extreme detailed planning person. Because I think I'd probably be a little bit like your dad, Todd, where he drove till like 8 o'clock and said, "Oh, I guess we should start looking for a hotel now."
That's exactly my dad. That's exactly my dad. So,
my wife really, when we kind of decided the route, which took a couple weeks of pushing back and forth, my wife just kind of went out and created a daytime itinerary, just on an Excel spreadsheet, how many days, how many miles a day we would drive. So we kind of had an idea to look at it. And we kind of created a budget, which it's amazing how kind of cheap it is. I think our Northwest trip, which was 9,000 miles, I want to say.
Wow.
And 4 weeks, I think we spent maybe $3,000 on that trip.
Wow. Wow.
Which, I mean, that might be a lot of money to some people, but.
But it's doable.
It's doable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got a KOA membership card to get the discount, and we stayed in the tent the whole time, basically.
Wow.
And so that wasn't too bad. We did come up with, I think we went a little bit over the budget, but, you know, nothing too bad.
Now, did your 4 weeks, I know you could spend 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 10 weeks, but did 4 weeks feel like okay? Do you think you could have done it in less? So when you went out to Utah, did you take as long?
When we went to Utah, that was a 3 week trip. And we were supposedly smarter because we didn't. One of the challenges of the first trip was we would drive someplace, we would set the tent up, we would wake up the next morning and then drive somewhere else. And that took most of the morning to do that. So the southern trip, when we had just a one night stay, we would book a KOA cabin, which is just a little bit easier.
Right.
So that one took 3 weeks, and we're so far on the East Coast, it kind of took like 3 days to get out there. You know, it's like 3 days of pretty much driving.
So you ran out there, did all your sight. You didn't kind of dawdle out there or dawdle back. You kind of ran out, did your stuff for a couple of weeks, and then ran back.
That's correct. Yeah. I think the last place on our Northwest trip, the last place we stopped was in DeSmet, North Dakota, where we stayed at Laurel Ingalls. For that prairie house, that was spectacular.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That was great. And then we drove 3 days straight to get back to Sykesville. I think we got back Saturday, and I had to go back to work Sunday, which
that's exhausting.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, Al, because people will say, because you know, this is the time where you start planning those things, or maybe like you said, you plan years in advance. But you know, it's cold, it's yucky outside, but spring is coming. And summer's coming. And, you know, I know there are guys who are listening and they're thinking, oh, man, but my kids are just, you know, at this age, and it's just going to be hard, and it just sounds hard. And, you know, it is hard, isn't it? I mean, there are times where you're like, why'd we ever do this? But there's huge dividends at the same time, aren't there?
Yes, I would say on our first trip out, we were kind of surprised at how the kids were homesick. And they didn't seem to really be enjoying themselves. As I'm sure my daughter said in that video, it's just another rock, Dad. What's the big deal? We went through that a couple times, but we actually got a vacation book, when that came, like a month later, both our kids just grabbed the book, just sat there, and just looked through the book with intention. I was like, all right, it made a lasting impression on him. You know, we were kind of surprised. And, you know, like you said, it's very challenging because when many times during the trip, me and Linda, my wife, Linda, would look at each other and say, you know, we're doing this for them and they don't even care.
That's right. Yeah, that's what dads do, though. I just think that's what dads, we're supposed to make their life miserable.
That's right. You know?
And right. And really, I think of that Robin Williams movie, RV, and, you know, I'm not recommending it as necessarily all of it as a family. But, you know, the part that I just think is just fascinating to me is this guy, you know, he says, we're going to go do it. And they complain for almost the whole trip. And then at the end, they're like, that was awesome. When are we going to do it again? And I just think that's how it is. I mean, if it weren't for dads, our kids would stay in their rooms and play video games all day long. You know, my dad, he would make me do things. I had to play sports. I had to take swimming lessons. We had to go, you know, to wherever because my dad, he didn't give us a choice. Because if he'd said, well, do you want to, because we'd say, I don't want to be on the foot. I don't want to play football. And he'd say, well, you're going to, you know, because he knew we'd like it. And same thing with traveling across the country. I mean, those are things that your kids are going to have in their little memory bank forever. And it wouldn't have happened unless you made it happen.
Yeah, well, I would say that my wife encouraged me very much on that too also. But yes, I agree with you. But it was...
That's awesome.
In any trip, there's just a couple moments where like, what? Why did we even think that this would be a good idea?
I know. See, that's the big delusion that the family vacations are supposed to be fun. And yes. It just doesn't seem like they ever are. But they are priceless, priceless. You've got some good, you do a good job of being a dad. What's the best part of being a dad for you? Because I know other guys like to hear it.
Well, I tell you right now, my kids are 14 and soon to be 10. And I think they're a little more mature than most kids. I kind of like just hanging out with them right now. They kind of get my sense of humor. They kind of know me well to get going. I know them pretty well. So we just kind of hang out and goof around, just you know, laugh at stupid stuff. I'm sure like most dads and families do.
Right. What about the hardest part? What's the hardest part of being a dad for you?
Well, the hardest part for me, I think, is I find myself in a bad habit of coming home and going up in the computer room and you know, checking the bills, checking this, checking email, just kind of getting distracted before they go to bed and not spending some time with them. And of course, sometimes my patience isn't as well as it should be. Just kind of snapping at them a little bit, but that's kind of right now. That doesn't happen too often. They're kind of, like I said, they kind of know exactly how to get me going if they want to, and they know when I'm serious and stuff like that. So it's kind of nice.
It is kind of nice. But you know, and I think we all would say, you know, we all have that same hard part. And that's why, you know, that's why I guess I'm just so encouraged by the emails you've sent me, the pictures you've sent me, because, you know, I think being a dad, it would be easier not to go to the inauguration. It would be easier not to go on a 3 or 4 week. It would be cheaper not to spend $3,000. But you know, you just don't get that time back. You know, we only got one shot at this dad thing, and I'm encouraged because you're doing it, and I hope other dads are encouraged as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, that was too, that even though it only cost $3,000, that was another thing. It's like, do we really need to spend this money on this vacation? And it's I think I mentioned to you in an email, it's just a constant struggle, and you just got to say, yeah, we got to do it type of stuff. Yeah, so
I got it on. Well, hey, Al, I sure appreciate you spending some time just talking with us and sharing and really challenging us. And maybe we'll ride the Metro in with you on the next inauguration.
Yeah, I would. If you want to tell if you get any emails from people who want to visit D.C., I mean, we kind of have a day. We got a couple day routes that we would suggest to people to do.
Really?
So if you want to pass on my email to anybody, I'd be happy to try to help.
So in a nutshell, what would you, because I know guys are, they're, you know, they're thinking of going to Washington, D.C. this summer. What would you suggest? What are your must-sees on a day?
Well, we my wife and I kind of have because we got relatives that come down. We have like a day where it depends on how many people you have. You either take the train in or you take a, drive into park at the Reagan building, mm-hmm. and you can walk from there and see the Washington Monument, the World War II Monument, Thomas Jefferson, Lincoln, the Vietnam veterans, Korean, FDR and MLK monuments, which is all open air monuments. Mm-hmm. And then you walk by the White House. So that's a full day right there.
Wow.
Doing all that. And then you could spend another day just going to the Smithsonian Museums downtown in D.C. That would be another day.
You could. So, I mean, hey, Scott, have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah. A couple times.
You sound like an expert. I mean, you're like, oh, yeah.
No. I'm not an expert, but I've been there.
Because we did a couple, I don't know, I guess it's been a few years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And we did, you know, we probably did what you did to go to the inauguration. We parked somewhere out by the green, on the green belt in one of those with our RV, and we took the Metro in, and they dropped us right off downtown. It was super easy. But we also did the Ford's Theater, and that was really cool. And we saw George W. Bush. He drove his car right by right where we were standing. So that was cool.
That's awesome.
Well, hey, Al, we'll let you go. It's late. And if anybody wants to go on a Washington, D.C. trip, we'll give you Al's email and you can contact him. Thanks again, Al. Keep up the good work. Look forward to seeing your next adventure.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd and Scott. Hey, it's great talking to you guys. And keep up the good work at the podcast. I really do enjoy it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for being a part of it. Well, I don't know about you, Scott, but I'm always encouraged just by dads who kind of do it. You know, they don't just talk about it. They do it. And you know, I do. I would love, not that it'd be the end of the world if I didn't take my children or a son or two to an inauguration. But I just don't want to be that dad who says, yeah, we talked about that all the time. We never made it. It might be some other things. I don't know. Whatever it is. Maybe you, dad, are planning to do something. Maybe you've been talking about it for years. You know, it's time to get off the fence and get it done because you're going to run out of time. And so I was encouraged by Al. I hope you were too. Hey, I'm going to shut this thing down because I'm going to bed. It's late as we record this. Have a great night. Do something maybe, or maybe begin to set the, to set some plans of something you'd like to do in the future. And even if they don't want to do it and they complain and they're like, that's too far away or whatever, do it anyway, because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thank you to Al Grassley for joining us on the show this week. Thanks for joining us, dads. Have a great week. Stand up, you may think it's hard to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man. A family man. A family man. A family man.
Hey guys, thanks a lot. Really, this was, I was kind of shocked you asked me. This is great.
No, I wanted to hear about it.
Big time people get to be on this show. So you should.
You know, we're trying to get Donald Trump on here, actually.
It'll be huge.
It will be huge. It'll be huge. It'll be beautiful. This is a beautiful show. I love this show.
There you go.
I've never listened to it, but it's great. I know it's great.